Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Real reform means establishing a responsible pathway to earn citizenship, a path that includes passing a background check, paying taxes and a meaningful penalty, learning English, and going to the back of the line behind the folks trying to come here legally.
President Obama from his State of the Union address. And on this President's Day 2013, one of the big issues for President Obama is how much to butt in and how much to butt out of the immigration reform debate taking place in Congress. There is a bipartisan process taking shape in the Senate, but the president is warning them to act soon or he'll propose his own version. And here's how serious he is about that. The White House has apparently leaked a draft version, or somebody leaked a draft version, of an Obama immigration bill to USA Today. We'll talk to their Washington bureau chief in just a minute. But here are five things that are in the president's bill. According to this USA Today article, it would contain a new visa for millions of people now here illegally to be called a lawful prospective immigrant visa. If approved, lawful prospective immigrants could apply for the same status for their spouse or children who currently live outside the United States. Three, lawful prospective immigrants could become legal permanent residents after 8 years if they pay fees and back taxes and have clean criminal records. The bill would increase funding for border security and include new technology and 140 more immigration law judges. And five, it would require business owners to check the immigration status of all new hires within 4 years. So let's talk about the evolving politics of immigration reform and the content of the president's reported proposal with Susan Page, Washington bureau chief for USA Today. Hi, Susan. Happy President's Day.
Brian, back at you.
And first, we should note that it's a point of contention that the president even has a plan. Here's Congressman Paul Ryan on ABC yesterday.
Look, the question that we always have to ask ourselves, particularly with this White House, is the president looking for a partisan advantage or is he looking for a bipartisan law? And by putting these details out without a guest worker program, without addressing future flow, by giving advantage to those who cut in front of line of, for immigrants who came here legally, not dealing with border security adequately, that tells us that he's looking for a partisan advantage and not a bipartisan solution.
Paul Ryan on ABC This Week. And so before we even deconstruct those proposals in the president's bill, Susan, is the president looking for a partisan advantage? Is he looking for this proposal to fail in Congress so he'll have something for Democrats to run against Republicans on in 2014? Or can you tell?
He's looking for a bill. You know, you could tell that from his public remarks in the State of the Union address. It was interesting. He, you know, we think immigration is his, in fact, number one priority this year. And yet he talked about it almost elliptically in the State of the Union address. He didn't give a lot of details. He didn't give a shout out to his supporters or give a hard time to people who might oppose it. He really stepped back in the State of the Union address because there are bipartisan negotiations going on in both the House and in the Senate for an immigration bill. Mm-hmm. And it's clear that the White House wants a bill to be passed this year when it comes to immigration.
And Congressman Ryan, in that statement on ABC This Week, did say before the clip that we played that the president seemed to be taking a kind of, he didn't use this term, but it's been used with Obama before, a no-drama approach in the State of the Union address. He wasn't being in the Republicans' faces as the president has regarding so many other things recently. So why are Republicans like Paul Ryan reacting so negatively to the president coming out with details of a possible bill?
You know, I think it's a sign of our times that the president, whose bill includes pretty much exactly what he said he was supporting and his principles unveiled in that Las Vegas speech 2 weeks ago, but the fact that it's associated with the White House and with Barack Obama suddenly makes it more controversial. And that's one reason the White House has been willing to step back on this and let the negotiations go forward on the Hill first. I mean, it strikes me as unsurprising that the White House would be working on a draft of something they could submit if the negotiations on the Hill don't go anywhere. The only thing that's controversial here is that a version of it came out while these negotiations are still going on the Hill, and members of Congress, and most especially the Republicans, who are trying to shift their position when it comes to immigration policy, they don't want to support a bill that has Obama's name on it. They want to support a bill that is a bipartisan congressional proposal.
So what do you think happened here with this leak? It was leaked to your newspaper. I know you're going to protect your sources, obviously, but to the extent that you can tell us, where did you get this draft of the White House bill, and what do you think the leaker's motivation was?
Of course, we don't talk about where we get stuff from in the hopes that they'll give us stuff again in the future, and other people will. But I can tell you that you know from your career in journalism that there are different kinds of leaks. There are authorized leaks where the White House or someone hands you something because they want it to get out. And there are leaks where you work your sources and that ends up paying off for you. And I can tell you this was certainly a leak in that second category.
So let's look at the details of the president's bill. And let's go down some of those provisions that I mentioned before, and I'll ask you about them. Number one, the language you cited said an 8-year path to permanent residency status. So even longer than that to become a citizen. But the new visa is called a lawful prospective immigrant visa, and it could make someone in effect a legal permanent resident right away?
That's right. And it would allow them to come out of the shadows. You know, that's the phrase that we hear with so many of these 11 million illegal immigrants who are living here, that they live in fear of being stopped on a traffic violation and having their lack of legal status be exposed. So this would be a way for them to be legally in this country, but it would be short of a green card and far short of citizenship. But it would be the beginning of that process, and it would be a slow process for most illegal immigrants, a faster process for people who were brought here illegally as children. There would be a shorter timetable for those guys.
It's an interesting title for that new visa, Lawful Prospective Immigrant. It has the word lawful right up top there, so no one could call them illegals anymore. Is that the reason for that?
And it's got the word prospective to show that they're not quite there yet. You know, it is short of the traditional legal status, but it is a visa you would have that would say, yes, I'm entitled to be in this country. I'm in this country legally. I can leave this country and get back into the United States through customs with this sort of documentation.
So what's really the difference between this and permanent residency status or a green card, which the president makes a point of saying they would have to wait 8 years to get? Is there any practical difference?
That's a good question. It's not a question I know the answer to. You know, I think that there is a permanency that comes with having a green card. This is a less this is a status that may come with less legal rights, but I, you know, Brian, to tell you the truth, I don't know the answer to
right,
the distinction.
And they didn't leak every detail of that. And your article mentions that the draft obtained by USA Today does not include any provisions for reforming the system to account for future immigrants. Is something controversial about that part of the debate that the White House might want it left out of the media for now?
Well, you know, this is one of the big issues that concerns a lot of Republicans. Does setting up a process now for illegal immigrants who are now, does it act as a draw to future illegal immigrants who figure the same thing will happen for them if they just manage to get into this country illegally? And that is going to be one of the most difficult topics of discussion in the negotiations over exactly what an immigration bill will say.
Listeners, if you have a question about the version of immigration reform that has been obtained by USA Today from the White House, so this would be an Obama version that the president himself might propose if Congress gets stuck in its bipartisan negotiations on immigration reform, you can give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or post to WNYC.org for Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief for USA Today, which obtained this draft. Now, Republicans emphasize border security to keep future Mexicans from coming here illegally. Does the White House draft meet the expectations of leading Republicans like John McCain on that?
It does not. It says that there would be increased funding for border security. It talks about increased use of developing technology to increase border security, but there are not the kind of details that I think Republicans will expect to see in a bill before it passes.
I mentioned the provision that would allow for people approved for these lawful prospective immigrant visas to apply for the same status for family members, I guess mostly spouses and children, not currently in the country. How would that work? And would that greatly expand the number of people coming to the U.S. in the next few years? Because if there are 11 million people currently undocumented, and the vast majority of them wind up with these lawful prospective immigrant visas, and then they could all bring in spouses or children, how many more people is that?
Well, you know, there are about there are several ifs and ands in that question, and that is also a question I don't know the answer to. But it does address something that advocates of immigration reform have talked about, which is the issue of divided families. And this is clearly an effort to make it possible for people who are here illegally but have obeyed the law, got in trouble with the law, maybe they're working and paying taxes, to be able to bring in a spouse or children. How many people this would affect, I don't know.
And is it clear to you whether that means only minor children? In other words, if that's the case, it would be relatively few people, I think, and really would be core nuclear family unification. If this could apply to millions of people who might be 40 years old, 50 years old, 60 years old, been here for a long time and have adult children, then that could mean a lot more additional grown immigrants who couldn't have had an application chance before.
So these are the kinds of questions that are going to be answered in the negotiations that go forward. I mean, I think on the general issue of family unification for people who are here without documents now, that tends to be aimed at spouses and minor children. I mean, the idea is there's a sort of family unit there that it would be an American value to preserve. But there are 100 issues like this that are going to be the subject of talks and negotiations horse trading as these talks go on. So I think these are questions that are really difficult to answer at this point. And remember, this isn't even the Obama administration's final version of their plan. This is a work in progress by the White House, and it's a bill that they hope they don't end up sending to the Hill, because if they end up sending this bill to the Hill, it means that the Hill has failed to act in a timely fashion on the bipartisan negotiations going on there now.
Right. Good point. And one other thing on that family unification provision, at least the way it was written up in USA Today, it would not include brothers and sisters. It would not include siblings, just that core nuclear family household member, you know, status of spouse or child. And it was the so-called Brothers and Sisters Act of 1965, to look way back to then, that really led to the explosion of immigration that we've had from Latin America, from Asia, from Africa in recent decades. People never anticipated in Congress back in the 60s how much the family reunification measure of that included siblings, would lead to so many additional millions of immigrants. I do not see siblings in that draft for this. Jim in Morris Township, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yeah. Brian, you said that when you were discussing it, you said that this bill by the administration would be used if they would submit it, if the bipartisan effort failed. But the fact that this bill has been leaked, would that mean that it would never pass the House of Representatives because it's the administration bill?
Susan Page, what do you think?
Well, Jim, I think it'll have a harder time because think of what the context would be if the administration ends up sending its own bill up. That means that these talks that are going on now between a core group of four Republican, four Democratic senators, and a similar handful of Republicans and Democrats in the House, it means that they have failed to get a bill that they can push through. And that's the circumstance under which the president says that he would send his own bill up there. So at that point, the first effort will have not borne fruit. So yes, I think it'll be more difficult if it's the administration's bill up there, but doesn't mean it's impossible, because there are a lot of ingredients in place this year that make immigration reform possible to pass. Maybe not likely, certainly not guaranteed, but possible.
Does that mean, Susan, that something with President Obama's name on it is so much more toxic than something with, say, Chuck Schumer's name on it, who, you know, would be another standard Republican devil. And Schumer and Senator Menendez from New Jersey, another Northeast liberal Democrat, Latino no less. You know, these are bad guys to Rush Limbaugh, too. So is something with Obama's name so much more toxic than a Schumer-Menendez bill?
You know, something that comes with the stamp of the White House on it is more toxic than a bill that comes with a stamp of Schumer and McCain. More toxic than a bill that has both Republicans and Democrats mm-hmm. on it.
Maria in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Hello, Maria. Thank you for calling.
Hi, how are you? Just a quick comment about immigration reform. And a lot of people, newspapers, news, refer like only Mexicans are the illegal immigrants in this country. And the south border between Mexico and the United States is not just used for Mexicans to come across the border. It's used for Guatemalans, for Venezuelans, for Chinese, from people all over the world. So just don't link the Mexicans with illegal immigrants. That's my point.
Maria, thank you for that. Although, of course, what we usually hear in congressional rhetoric and other political rhetoric on this, Susan, is to build a border fence, to have better security at the Mexican border. People don't talk about, you know, Kennedy Airport, where people come in from Asia and from all over the world, and then maybe overstay. And I understand Maria's point that some people come in from other Latin American countries illegally across the border. But most of the rhetoric really seems aimed at Mexicans.
It does. And even though we've seen big changes in the trend on illegal immigration from Mexico because of the pretty good Mexican economy, because of the pretty bad U.S. economy, because of birth trends in Mexico. So, but Maria makes a good point. There are people from all over who are here illegally, not just people from Mexico.
We're just about out of time. What's the next step? The back and forth on the Sunday talk shows, as we heard, was all about, oh, the president is releasing a bill. The president shouldn't release a bill, or at least leak a bill, or however USA Today got this draft of a possible Obama bill. The president should butt in, or the president should butt out. At the same time, there are these talks taking place. What actually happens next?
You know, Brian, you'll be stunned to hear that I think that all this fierce talk yesterday may not matter anything at all. That Congress is out this week. Congress, I bet the White House is being reassuring to members of Congress behind the scenes today about what their intentions are. I think everybody's going to take a deep breath, and I think the prospects, the negotiations behind the scenes that are going on the Hill on an immigration bill are going to continue.
Susan Page, Washington Bureau Chief for USA Today. Thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC. Coming up next, New York City mayoral hopeful Tom Allen. Stay with us.